This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio
Countdown. Time for our weekly overview of what's going on in the world of news talk radio, courtesy of a couple of really good professional talk radio personalities. Rick Jensen is here with the smile on his face, smile on his voice. I like that when somebody got a smile on their voice. He works at WDEL. And works. He's on the air at WDEL.
You can't call him.
Yeah. Wow. Come on. Victoria Jones is with us from the DC Radio Company. I suspect that because of the nature of what she does, there may be a little more work. You know, often as a kid growing up on the farm, work meant physical. And being on the air is not a lot of physicality in that. But Victoria has to chase stories. So that requires action, movement. You know what I mean, Rick? So she's on
the go. She is a woman of action, yes.
Action, right.
Action is the best. I am sweating and exhausted at the end of the day.
Are you really?
We need to have...
I knew that would capture Doug's attention.
Right.
The marketing department needs
so
Victoria
simple.
Bobblehead action figures.
There you go. Yes.
Okay. Here we go. Let's get it. It's not about me, Victoria. It's about you and Rick. And the stories from Talkers Magazine this week, as they've done every week. The research, listening to lots of radio stations around the country. Remember, News Talk is the most popular format, so a lot of people listening. You get the top 10 stories and the list of people that are in the crosshairs, if we will, of conversation. At number 10, the story of the heat wave, not only here in America, but in Europe. We all know what happened last weekend around most certainly of the east of the divide, where Victoria is in Washington, and not far away where Rick is in Wilmington, Delaware. Temperatures in excess of 100 degrees where I was on the farm. I had heat stroke last weekend, and it really, I was dumb enough to be out in the hayfield on the farm, and it was 106. And I don't know that that was the smartest move that I've made for a while, but listen, the same situation exists in Europe with the heat and humidity. It's really pretty unpleasant. So once again, pretty much every week it sparks a conversation about climate change, and so on that goes. Number 9, the $5 billion Facebook settlement. Couldn't happen to a nicer bunch. You on Facebook, are we friends on Facebook, Victoria? I don't know that we are. I'm not sure.
I don't know that we are. I have to say I don't use Facebook anymore. I post once a year on my brother's account, who's dead, on his birthday. But other than that, I don't use Facebook, and I'll tell you when I stop. And I have things to say about this, by the way, in a minute. But this isn't my thing. But I stopped using Facebook some years ago when Mark Zuckerberg announced that we would no longer get our stream of things in just in date order and as people posted it, but they would decide what was of interest to us. So I thought, okay, I'll give this a go. And I started to realize I was not seeing all kinds of things that were of interest to me the day before, of variety and from my friends, but that they were culling my stories, culling and killing. I thought, no, I'm done with you.
Yeah. Well, then, so you are. Are you on Facebook, Rick?
I have a private account because I have a daughter, and she chats on there. I chat on there. I use Twitter more often, and I use the WDEL Facebook page. Something we need to remember is this. If you're getting something for free, like Facebook, you are the product. And the problem is there doesn't seem to be any other competitor with as much influence as Facebook. There's no real solid competitor.
Right. All right. So anyway, a lot of social media discussion this week on the story list are wrapped around that Facebook settlement. Number 8. Well, you wanted to talk about Facebook, though, Victoria, before we move on. I think you said you wanted to say something about this, the settlement? Are you focused on the settlement, or are you talking about Facebook in general?
Well, there's actually another investigation. Well, there is a settlement, but now there is, in fact, yet another investigation. The Financial Times reporting that Facebook's revealed that the Federal Trade Commission has launched a formal antitrust investigation now, just after it. Hours after the $5 billion settlement, which is like it's like a couple of lattes to Zuckerberg. So this is more and more. And I was looking at the BBC this morning, their website, which is an excellent website, by the way, and it's free. And there's
it's not free. The government paid for it through taxpayers' money.
Yeah, but you're not paying for it.
No, that's true. So I can go listen to it, watch it.
Yeah, no, it's a good website to read. But there's another Facebook story, so they're in more trouble. But it's just, you know, another example. And there's a when we do get to the Mueller story, he said something very interesting, which we can talk about with regard to Facebook and other social media. So I'll save it and tantalize you.
Oh, very good. All right, number eight is the trade war. American farmers being held hostage once again. And the latest wrinkle on this, you may have remembered, I'm suggesting that a lot of people listening to this program, and perhaps the two of you, Rick and Victoria, were aware of the government's warning to people not to use anything made by Huawei, which is the big Chinese technology company, makes all the burner phones and cheap television, a lot of cheap crap, the usual stuff. But this has inveigled its way into Best Buy and pretty much everybody else that distributes these cheap phones. And what was found apparently earlier, well, the announcement came earlier this past week, but it's been known for a while that in these cheap phones are tracking devices and other things that they make as well. So people were warned by the government to stay away from Huawei. So fast forward to the end of the week. As you know, the Chinese are trying to work out a deal with America and vice versa. So we're the last month or so we've been told, well, we're 90% of the way there. Turns out the problem is Huawei. The problem is Trump is in a bad place for the farmers because they don't support him like they did because he and his agriculture department have made a complete mess out of farming in lots of different ways through maneuvering with money and who gets the money. So now the Chinese say, okay, we're going to go back to buying lots of your farm products. The only thing is you can't blackwall or blacklist. You can't blacklist Huawei anymore. You have to go back to using them. You can't say the government entities can't buy them. And so now that hasn't been settled yet, but that's the deal that China has put on the table. We'll buy more of your farmers' products, but you have to buy more Huawei. You can't stop us from selling Huawei in America. So let's see what happens, because Huawei, those things, not only are they junk, but they all have tracking devices in them. So the Chinese know what the hell, what's going on. Whoever's got a Huawei phone, they can track them. And do you want some Chinese guy watching where you go to the bathroom? I don't want to have a Chinese guy watching what I'm doing.
I don't want anybody watching, thank you.
Okay, there you go. All
right. The cat?
Well, we don't need to see that ever.
No.
So next, we'll talk about the debt ceiling and where we're going other than as Frank, not Frank, who Jackie Gleason's character was, Cramden, Ralph. Ralph Cramden said to Alice, remember, to the moon, Alice, to the moon. Well, we can take that to mean we're going to go to the moon, or that's where we're going with our debt. Maybe both of those things are going to become, because one depends on the other almost. I'll explain what I'm thinking in a matter of moments here on the Talk Radio Review. Victoria Jones and Rick Jensen with me. I'm Doug Steffen with a reminder of what you need to get rid of those aches and pains that you wake up with. Stiff back, right? Or you are jogging still and your ankles bother you, your knee bothers you, your hips bother you, your back bothers you, your neck bothers you. Here's the game changer. It is Joint Formula 14 from a company in Reno, Nevada called Sierracil. They're a new company. They've got a new formula, and they guarantee that in 14 days, those old sports aches and pains will go away. Gonzo, see you later. I get a lot of farm pains, and they're, you know, we all have stuff that we don't like about our bodies, aches and pains and here and there. If you used glucosamine and chondroitin, that's okay, but it doesn't get the lasting results. Got to take it over and over again. Joint Formula 14 is different. Get relief or you get your money back. Call for Joint Formula 14 from Sierra Sil by dialing 877-743-7720. Use the DJV code and you get half off the regular retail price. That's using the promo code DJV. So if you're living with aches, why? Feel better. Go online, get the details at achefree.live. You can also order Joint Formula 14 at achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Special 50% offer. It's 50% off the retail price. Or call them if you want, if that's easier. 877-743-7720. I don't know about you, but I've changed my buying habits, and I find it easier much of the time to buy online. I didn't think I'd ever feel that way, but I do. So you can, whatever, you want to call them, fine. You want to go on achefree.live, that's fine as well. But I want you to feel better in 14 days, or I guarantee you'll get your money back. Achefree.live for Joint Formula 14. You've heard me talk now for a couple of years about Kellitrin, which is legitimately America's number one choice for a healthy way to lose weight. And there are other benefits as well, but I look at some of the testimonials here from people who say things like, Kellitrin saved my life. Guy lost 100 pounds. A woman who said her husband lost 15 pounds, she lost 40. But do they keep it off? That's the question, isn't it?
You know, when you're doing it the right way with a product like Kellitrin, it's helping you lose weight over time. It's not a quick fix product. This is not lose 10 pounds in 10 days. But when you're doing it the right way, 1 to 2 pounds a week, that's where you can maintain it even after you get off of the product. Yeah. We're just trying to help people look better, feel better, get that overall better health with a product that is actually good for you.
So you got a summer sizzler, free shipping, save on the 90-day supply. All right, once again, code DJV for savings and summer sizzler at toploss.com.
Exercising, making smart food choices, and getting enough sleep are all ways to take care of your body every single day as you age. Now there is an easy way to help take care of your brain, too, by adding Prevagen, a proven brain health supplement, to your daily routine. In a clinical trial, taking one Prevagen a day has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%. APR, 4.22%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. 8.88% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
All right, I don't know how to really handle this because it's a disgrace. Debt ceiling goes up again. They made all kinds of deals. We're spending $320 billion more this year than we had taking in. We waste all of that and then some just in the, never mind, you look across broadly all the departments. The Defense Department wastes that much money a year. Fraud, corruption, yep. Abuse. And the Government Accounting Office tells them every year the source of the waste, and we keep, okay, yeah, that's right, we hear the numbers, and that's it. They keep spending your money. And now the budget deficit is up to $22 trillion with this new debt ceiling. It's outrageous, isn't it?
Well, Doug, how much of this do you think has to do with the fact that every single representative district in the country has some element
military.
Of this military-industrial complex where they employ hundreds or thousands of people, can't possibly say, oh, the F-35 Strike Eagle, a $1 trillion boondoggle. We have to keep spending more money into this toilet.
Right. Yeah. Awful. 21 after the hour.
The Top Radio Countdown. Oh.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time now for us to continue our overview of what's going on in the world of news talk radio, courtesy of the work done at Talkers Magazine, the research done on all these talk radio stations, programs, hosts, that sort of thing. Come up with a list every week of the top 10 stories and the people on that list. We're at number 6 now. The tension in the world, whether it be in the Korean Peninsula or the Persian Gulf. And I frankly don't, I'm happy to listen to the two of you. Rick Jensen is here from WDEL and Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company. I'm happy to listen to the two of you. I have nothing to add and I'm not interested, but I will entertain new information if you have it about what's going on in Korea or in the Persian Gulf.
Well, Iran has fired another missile, and I think relevant. It's relevant because there is a war of chicken going on. And
you want to say that again?
Chicken going on between Iran and the United States. And apparently it got a little too quiet for Iran, so they decided to throw an egg and in this war and escalated a little bit, and we'll see what the response is. And this is a very dangerous game.
Well, you know what it is? It's back to what we were just talking about a few minutes ago with regard to the debt and the phony baloney stuff that gets hurled at us through the news media regarding war or disruption, and the military-industrial complex will make things that make us more powerful and we can step on any of these guys like a bug, which in fact we could. We don't need to. The Japanese can step on the North Koreans like a bug, and so can the South Koreans. So you got all of that. It's all bourgeois. As far as what's going on in the Persian Gulf, that's a little trickier, a little dicier, I think. What do you think, Rick?
Sounds to me like Iran is threatening war. Once they say, hey, we're going to start capturing tankers from Victoria, United Kingdom, and others, those are acts of war, and it is dicey, and you wonder, how will this thing play out? I have no idea.
And the people in Iran, for the most part, they're not very jingoistic anyway in Iran. They do like... they're educated, they like their country without the Ayatollah, so we continue to play. Isn't it amazing how many, and if you go back over the history of the world, and see how many individuals were responsible for upset versus the masses. It's never the masses. It's always a few kooks like the Ayatollah that create the dismay, the disruption. Well, the Palestinians get along great with the Israelis if the leaders would get the hell out of the way or stop with their political nonsense. Same stuff. Number five.
That's a good point. Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Well, so the Green Movement was younger people in Iran, and they don't like the kind of leadership they have. So, you know, to your point.
Number five, the southern border situation. Here we are again with the news media bringing forth the picture of this mother and her son who traveled up from Guatemala, and they were refused entry in Juarez, come across to El Paso. You know what? I didn't ask her to come up. I'm sorry that her life is bad, and maybe there's a way that she can be helped. But, you know, we're being made the bad guys. I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. We are not the bad guys here. And I don't know that this woman is a bad guy either. I don't think she is, and her son. But you know what? They were stopped a couple of feet from the border by a Mexican soldier. And so it's more, it reminds me of that picture after Kent State, when any of you were around for that, that young girl crying over the body of one of the students at Kent State 40 years ago, and she wasn't even a student there. You know, that kind of stuff. This is the news media playing us all like a fiddle. And it's pretty disgusting. The whole business is pretty disgusting, as far as I'm concerned. You guys can jump in on that in a couple of minutes. Now, 28 after, on the Talk Radio Review.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump says he'll retaliate against France for adopting a pioneering tax on internet giants like Google, Amazon, and Facebook, but he isn't sure what products will be taxed.
We'll see what happens, but they put a tax on. We said, don't do it. We tax our companies. You don't tax our companies. And we'll be announcing something. It might be a wine. It might be on something else. But we'll be. It's called reciprocal. It's a reciprocal tax.
Democratic House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler held a news conference Friday to discuss the way forward for his committee. After the Mueller testimony Wednesday, he said that the committee's work will continue.
We will continue to seek testimony from key fact witnesses. As many of you know, the committee has authorized several additional subpoenas. Our work will continue into the August recess, and we will use those subpoenas if we must.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy, I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, Dad, this is good, so I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised because my wound like closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm starting taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America is talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Review now with Rick Jensen, performer at WDEL Wilmington, Delaware. Tori Jones here from District Columbia.
I'm a worker.
Words. Yes, you are a worker. Yes, you are. I'm Doug Steffen. We're reviewing the top 10 stories. I believe that Mr. Jensen, well, both of you had something that you wanted to say. We go back to the heat wave in Europe and kind of tie it in with number three, Boris Johnson and his first guffaw. So has the heat gotten to him already, Victoria?
Well, what's so fascinating is that there are live blogs. You know, they have live blogs, as we do sometimes, on the really big stories in Britain.
Yes.
And obviously when Boris took over from Theresa May, there was a live blog on him. Well, there isn't a live blog anymore. The live blog is on the weather, which is always a big topic of conversation in Britain. So he's been beaten out by the weather, which topped 100 degrees in Cambridge and in some other parts of Britain. And this is, of course, unheard of. People don't know what to do with themselves.
They don't have air conditioning.
No.
Unless you go to a hotel. Yeah, it's bad.
It's crazy. So the weather's awful. Meantime, Boris is, he's been literally culling his, using that word again, culling his cabinet, the previous cabinet, bringing in all these new people. It's been called, you know, he's blonde. It's been called the Knight of the Blonde Knives, as he's been knifing everybody and bringing people in. Now, you have to remember, he's a very colorful character, but he has always had a loose relationship with the truth. And back when he was a journalist, he was fired from his first job in journalism from the Times for making up a quote. One of his journalism colleagues, after he was a foreign correspondent in Brussels, made a poem up about him, which said, "Boris told such dreadful lies, it made one gasp and stretch one's eyes." And people still talk about that. So, but Boris is very good at rallying people. He's very positive. You know, he says everything's going to be great. He's very positive. He doesn't talk things down. He talks things up. And if people want that feeling, that's a great thing, particularly since Jeremy Corbyn, the Labour leader, is so... Boris is in a good position right now.
Well, not if he flubs up the Brexit thing by taking a hard line with the Irish. I think that spells certain death for him. Maybe you and I, because we've been there a couple times to see what goes on, have a feel for what the situation is there. But you said to me off the air you thought he was a smart guy playing a dumb guy. Whether that's the case or not, sometimes you can overplay your part. And in this case, there's no reason. And by the way, I thought it was interesting to understand, Rick, Nancy Pelosi saying to Boris, you know, look out. But basically, that was, if I understand it correctly, a sort of a backup to Trump. Remember, we talked 3 or 4 weeks ago about Trump making a deal with the British, with Theresa May, before she left, to save Britain, in essence, to make sure that it stayed afloat. We'd do a lot of stuff trade-wise, and there wouldn't be any consequences. Right. We have no, you know, it'd be like the 51st state. So Pelosi, sort of backing that up, says, you got no deal if you screw up the Brexit by making Northern Ireland feel like they are estranged. So,
well, that's the backstop wherein they want to be able to have unencumbered trade throughout the EU and Europe. And as a matter of fact, this is the last solid border there is between the EU and the UK as well. But, you know, Doug, to your point, one benefit of free trade is that it slashes the cost of supply chains, and fair trade agreements like the EU's agreement on the European Economic Area. Well, it makes buying products around the world actually cheaper and easier. So with Brexit, Britain leaves this agreement, the EEA, and that has reduced tariffs in Europe. So supply chains from everything, from food, energy, is going to be broken. And we may or may not benefit from this, but I will tell you this right now, Victoria, your Cadbury and your British tea prices may go up.
Oh, I know. I know. I'm very aware. This is not a positive thing for chocolate eaters.
A disgrace. All right, the number two story this week is a focus on the race, the presidential race debate coming up next week. You got a scorecard if you even really care. I'm more interested when it comes to the race or the election to how the Mueller, I think 2-1, excuse me, the Mueller testimony is number one this week. I think 2-1 go together, and I'll tell you why. Mueller, do you want me to tell you why? Maybe you don't want
me to tell you. Oh, please, tell us.
Oh, please. Oh, don't tell us. Oh, tell us,
Bill.
Hardly in genuine.
No, there is no. You're not genuine at all, no.
I'll proceed anyway.
Go on.
The Mueller warning that came from the hearing, basically he said, as we sit here, Russian interference continues. Here are the charts for the week of July 22nd to the 26th, courtesy of the researchers at Talkers Magazine that listen to all these fabulous programs and hosts and radio stations that do news talk around the country. At number 10 on the list, what's going on in Europe, the heat wave in England and in France and actually all over the continent. Number 9, the Facebook settlement. Number 8, the trade war between the United States and China. And who's getting it in the chops? I say the farmers here are getting it in the chops. Number 7, the budget deal and the debt ceiling. Number 6, I guess tension, various parts of the world, Persian Gulf, Korea, that sort of thing. Number 5, the southern border situation. Number 4, Governor of Puerto Rico hitting the road. Number 3, Boris Johnson. Presidential race, number 2, and the Mueller testimony this week. That reality is the number 1 story, according to Talkers Magazine. Doug Steffen here. I've had a MyPillow for a couple of years now. For that, like a lot of you, I had problems getting to sleep and staying asleep. So today, I set that patented fill inside MyPillow the way I want it every night before I go to sleep, to support me where I need it. Just like Mike Lindell, the founder, said, I feel like I fall asleep faster and maybe even sleep better. For me, it's not about how much time in bed. It's about how much time is quality rest. Made right here in the U.S. with a 10-year warranty, you can wash and dry MyPillows, a 60-day money-back guarantee. And for a limited time, go to MyPillow.com and get a two-pack of MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's $34.99 a pillow. Lowest price ever offered here. Only available at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Two premium MyPillows, $69.98, with the code DJV at MyPillow.com. Joint Formula 14 from Sierra Sil is a game changer if you live with aches and pains. Listeners from all around the country are feeling the relief. Jane wrote in raving about what Joint Formula 14 did for her old sports aches. And for me, old farm pains and chasing my darling Daisy May around the house. How about you? You can be ache-free. Go to achefree.live. Even if you've tried glucosamine and chondroitin, Joint Formula 14 is different. You get relief or you get your money back. Call 877-743-7720. Ask about the half-off offer using the promo code DJV. If you're living with aches, you don't have to. You can feel better. Go online to achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Special 50% offer right now using the DJV code. Get it online or at 877-743-7720 to feel better in 14 days or your money back. According to Talkers Magazine on the People list, Ricardo Rossello is in the number 10 position. Number 9, Boris Johnson, having gotten himself ensconced as the new UK Prime Minister, kind of already in my mind sticking his foot in his mouth with the Irish. Number 8, William Barr. One of the announcements this week was from his office that the feds would resume the death penalty. Mitch McConnell at 7. The various candidates for the Democratic nomination at number 6 and number 5. Number 4 is Nancy Pelosi. Number 3 is the Squad. Number 2 is Robert Mueller. And number 1 is El Presidente Donald Trump. And they're big flap this week about, I don't like that word, but I think it does apply here, the presidential seal being altered in some strange way, for some strange reason. That's it. That's the top 10 people according to Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. All right, let's continue now. My sneezing seems to be over for the moment. So what we're doing here is connecting, according to Talkers Magazine, the presidential race is number 2 and the Mueller testimony this week number 1. So Victoria and I have agreed, without talking about it ahead of time, that we have the same point of view here, i.e., and this is what I always like to do on my own, in my own program, my own way, is dig into stuff and find out what other people aren't saying or what you haven't heard. And so what you probably didn't pay much attention to was Mueller's warning that the Russians are everywhere. Not the exact word, but he did use the phrase, as we sit here, there are 50 states that have been targeted by the Russians. Our vulnerabilities remain. And you see, that was, instead of this theatrical BS that preceded and the antecedent of this is the same thing, that we're going to get Mueller so we can get Trump. Well, that's not, so what? That isn't really the story here. The story is that we're being screwed over by the Russians, and so not only are we, but other countries where the Russians are just doing their thing, and nobody seems to be, I mean, what are they afraid of? Why are we afraid? Why is anybody afraid of that little runt puking Putin?
Well, and there's more. He said they're doing it as we sit here. They expect to do it the next campaign. And then he added many more countries have got now developed similar capabilities based in part on the Russian playbook. And then this week, a Senate Intelligence Committee report, bipartisan, came out, found Russian began targeting the election system in 2014, and the attacks continued. Now, what's come out, and what people are finding, and this is that some of the other countries that host online influence operations with a history of interfering across borders include Saudi Arabia, Israel, China, Iran, the United Arab Emirates, and Venezuela. And we already know that Iran is targeting us. We know Saudi Arabia has targeted us. And we know there's a company in Israel called the Archimedes Group that is basically a company for hire where you can just go to them and say, yeah, I want to target such and such a country. We'll do it for you.
Mm. Isn't that something, huh? Welcome to 2019, or maybe welcome to 2020. But that, I think, all right, so Rick, you haven't been heard on this. What do you think?
Well, I was talking with a friend of mine, Josh Marpet, who is an internationally well-known white hat hacker and security expert, and he said the key for us when it comes to these elections...
Wait a minute, hold on, just a second. Whoops, wait a minute. What's a white hat hacker versus...
It's a guy who can hack into anything, but he doesn't do it for... Yes, there are. Yeah, that's just it. Those are the bad guys who hack into mainframes and software for nefarious purposes. And he's actually a good guy who works for the government as well as businesses. And when he said the key is for our elections, if we're really worried about anyone getting into the voting machines, for example, make sure that they don't just have a memory stick that's easy to take out and replace if somebody's behind the curtain. Make sure it's not hooked up to the cloud. In other words, keep it offline. And that's one thing we need to do to protect ourselves, because just like we do with other countries, their spy agencies want to get all the information and try to create some sort of disruption in our world, right?
Yeah, right. Speaking of disruption, I want to circle back for a minute with your permission. We were talking about Boris, and we sort of threw in the English heat wave. Do you know that as we go into the weekend, the temperature in Paris is 108 degrees. How the English had 100 degrees. I had 105 on my farm last weekend, but the continent is sweltering. They have in many areas of Europe more air conditioning than they do in England, but this is the second heat wave of the summer. Now, whether it's the new normal or not, and whether we're going to talk about climate change every week, it seems to be there's something that connects it to the realities. But I'm trying to think, as many times as I've been in France and in Paris, how they would deal. Because it's normally 80 degrees is hot over there. Never mind 108. Here where we are, it's 90 degrees is common, 95 where you are, Victoria. And I think in Delaware, you also have, in the summertime in Delmarva, well, though you get the breeze a little there, I think, don't you? So it's not quite so hot as it might be in Washington, Rick.
That's humid. Oh, man. Humid, Delaware is just known to be sticky, sticky humid, man. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So anyway, just imagine if you're traveling and you have a vacation scheduled. I don't know what the rest of, we don't know what the rest of the summer is going to be like, but I would think it would be pretty miserable traveling around in Europe. if that's, you know, because that's a great tourist destination. Who doesn't want to go to Europe and spend a week or two? It's hard to imagine. Go ahead. What did you start to say?
I was going to start to say, remember in cities like Paris and London, the streets are narrower. The buildings are closer together. Everything's older. So it's hotter.
Yeah. It's a pretty amazing reality thinking about. All right. The people list. Let's see. We have a couple of comments before we run out of time here with some of the names on the list. Boris Johnson, William Barr, Mitch McConnell, Kamala Harris, Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, AOC. There was something about her that I wanted to, and I've lost it. The business about the squad, I don't know. Is it worth it? It's more news media baloney, as far as I'm concerned. Anybody got anything they want to say?
Yeah, I'll pass. I'm sick of all these people.
I am. Yeah, right. And the makeup of the, you know, it's all made up. My question is, how are these people representing their district? What are they doing? They're elected to represent 450,000 individuals that live in a certain geographic area. How is all this grandstanding representing the people that they were elected to represent?
And bear in mind, this did start after they were attacked in a tweet about this squad business.
I know, but it goes on and on. Okay, you say sticks and stones. Yeah. I mean, you just look at, okay, it's the source. Who cares? What do you expect from him? And you move on. You don't keep, you know, trolling around making something out of nothing. Trump plays on stuff like this, so if you ignore him, he goes away. And even if he doesn't go away.
I know. If you ignore him, he goes away. I think this is a different generation. This is a generation that does not ignore, but that fights back.
Nah, they're just making some. I mean, I don't see this. We all know who these people are. We all know where their consciousness is. And I find it, if I were in one of their districts, I'd be making a lot of racket about how they're not representing me but themselves, and that's it. Thank you, Victoria. Thank you, Rick.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you had in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Weekdays, the DJV program. Now time for Tech Talk, a review of the hot technical items from this past week. Technical stories, Victoria Keelan. That doesn't mean we're getting into the weeds. It's about technology. Victoria follows it from the public user point of view. And we start off with number 5. Which I guess is directed toward a certain age group, Victoria.
Well, this could be directed towards grandparents too, but yes, this is about smart diapers. And Pampers has announced that they have a new line of smart diapers that will track a child's urine as well as their sleep habits. And so Huggies, which is of course Pampers' biggest rival, they debuted a similar concept in Korea last year, allowing parents to receive text alerts when a child pooped. Now, this is called the Lumi by Pampers line, and Pampers has, they say they already have a wait list ahead of this launch this fall. It includes an activity sensor that it goes on the front of the baby's diaper, and then it works with an app that corresponds with the smart diaper, and it essentially lets the parents know when a diaper needs to be changed and also lets them know what the sleeping habits are. And a lot of pediatricians actually tell parents to track how often babies go to the bathroom, especially the first few months after birth. It can be a sign of, you know, things that are a problem or whatever. And they also say that you should track the sleeping habits of a newborn. So this is the new wave of parenting, smart diapers.
Number 4, Amazon is going to get into your, well, let's see where, let's find
they out. Want to put some junk in your trunk. Is that what you're trying to say?
Junk in the trunk, yep.
So in 2017, Amazon offered its customers the chance to get packages delivered inside their homes with their, what they called, key service. Some people were not that thrilled about letting Amazon into their actual home through the front door. So in 2018, Amazon came up with a new alternative. They'll deliver packages to the trunk of your car wherever you're parked. So now this program is actually up and running, and if you want to give it a try, you have to be an Amazon Prime member, you have to live in one of the supported cities, which those cities keep getting added more and more, and then you have to have a certain vehicle of car, but it's really pretty much covered. Buick, Cadillac, Chevy, GMC, Volvo, Ford, Lincoln, Honda, Acura, all of them are covered as long as you have like a 2015 or later model, and so that way they have, for Ford and Lincoln, you have to have a 2017 or 2018 model. And then all you need to do, sign up for the Amazon key, and you just go to the Amazon store and set up vehicle, and you're all set. And you can get your packages delivered right to the trunk of your car, and you can track it just like any other Amazon delivery.
There you go. Number three is we aim for number one, Apple and the status of the iPhone 6.
iPhone 6 is about to go bye-bye. So if you have an iPhone 6, which came out in 2014, and this is the longest-running iPhone that they've ever had, this is 5 years in the running. A lot of people still have iPhone 6s that work just fine. And most of the time, it's about an 18-month to two-year shelf life for these, or lifespan for these iPhones. iPhone 6 somehow is different. But Apple is making sure that goes away, and you're forced to buy a new phone. So iPhone 6 will be gone, pretty much not supported around the time that September hits when they announce the iPhone 11. Now, iPhone 7s are on sale right now, but it's not really advisable to buy an iPhone 7 because you're going to find yourself in the same situation a year later. The iPhone 8 is going to be around for a while. That's a 2017 release. That's probably your best bet if you don't want to go all the way up to the iPhone 10 or the 10R, 10S, which are still really expensive. And if you want to buy something used, the best deals are actually on eBay right now.
Are they? All right. Number two, new rules for robocallers.
Yeah, while most of the country was focused this week on watching Robert Mueller testify, the House of Representatives actually was at work, surprise, surprise, and they approved an anti-robocalling measure pressing on telecoms and the FCC to deal with the onslaught of robocalls. So the Energy and Commerce Committee approved the Stopping Bad Robocalls Act unanimously, sent it to the floor, and it passed there. If it becomes law, it'll be easier for the government to go after these robocalls and to basically protect consumer privacy. We all know, if you have a phone, whether it's a landline or a cell phone, we get so many robocalls, it's ridiculous.
It is. All right, number one this week is good for those who don't love us, who don't like Equifax.
Equifax, yeah, that's the credit reporting agency, in case you don't remember this, had the largest data breach in American history. 150 million people were involved in this and affected. And so Equifax has reached a deal with the government to pay $700 million to state and federal regulators to settle all of this issue, all of these lawsuits and things that came along. The Federal Trade Commission announced that Equifax will pay $300 million and as much as $425 million to compensate people who were affected by this. So if you had to, here's where it comes down to the real world. If you had to pay for a credit monitoring service, you can get your money back. If you had to deal with your accountant, you can get your money back. So you can go on to the FTC site and file all the paperwork there.
Help yourself. There it is, a review of the hot things in the world of technology. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, 59 after the hour.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.